another question by another Sakhi. Do you know why approve has come? This next approve. So for whom it is called? It is next approve, that is Uddhav. Or another approve has come to take our heart. Do you know that he has come from a very golden chariot? Why, you know? Krishna wants to show that I am not that ordinary Gwala, cowherd boy, as I was in Vrindavan, being the son of Nanda Baba. There I was only a simple cowherd boy. But now, I am so fortunate that I have become the king of Mathura. To show this, he has sent his servants on a golden chariot. Oh, see how I am now. Understand? How I am wealthy. My servants walk on golden chariot, not on food. When I was in Vrindavan, I had no food, I had no umbrella, nothing there. Simply running and falling down. Now I have become so big emperor. So you can see how I am now. To show this thing, he has sent his servant on golden chair. When he heard, oh, he told himself in mind that, oh, earth, you can be
divided.
And I want to go
on to inter.
I want to die. I don't want to hear all these things. Why I came on the golden chariot? Why I wear the Vaijayanti mala of Krishna, Pitambar, and so decorated form I have come? If I have come, I would have come to in a very, like a beggar. Not like this. I've done. So, nonsense. Full sense. Sakhi. Oh, Sakhi. Do you know who is he? This person? When Uddhav was showing him. Do you know, recognize him? Yes, I recognize. Who is he? He is Shyam, but not Shyam. Actually Shyam. Shyam means black, but not that black. He is another black. Outer and inner he is black, Krishna, and also space. You know? She told him, yes, I know. How you knew that he is the servant of Krishna, dut of Krishna? Oh, I know. Why? How you know? Have you seen him? Never. Never I have seen. So how you recognize? I recognize that my eyes may see us, me, but my nose cannot see. I am
smelling
the fragrance of Krishna body. The same fragrance which used to come, we smell in Krishna body. In his Vaijayanti mala and his Pitambar. It is not this servant, Pitambar, Vaijayanti and all of things. Perhaps it was used by Krishna and given by him to this servant. So he must be the servant of Krishna. My nose cannot see him. So I know the same fragrance that used to come when we were in front of Krishna.
Then he came to gopis. They lost many gopis. The servants of gopis. Gopis, they took Uddhava nearer to Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika at that time. Lying down on the lotus flower, bed of lotus flower. And she was given so malaise chandan as prepared, but all taken at once dry. Whether there is life and soul in Srimati Radhika or not, Lalita took some cotton and gave it here. So that very little living thing comes fast for sure. Yes. She was remembering a bee has come here. She was remembering that Krishna cannot be without any female. Without Kishori he cannot be. A moment. So in Mathura, he was lying down on Nandagaon in Ashok Uddhav Kyari. But she was seeing that in Mathura, Krishna is with so many Jadu ladies. And one after another, all are being Manavati. Not angry, but like angry. Krishna touches one, again another becomes angry. And like. And let's go to Jadu ladies were there. Krishna was always engaged. And she became Srimati Radhika. At once seeing this, she became envious. And in the same moment, Krishna took the shape of any bee. And he was coming. And he wanted to enter in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, taking his feet, her feet, like lotus. Then he became furious and told, go back to Madhupuri. Madhupokitava bandho maas vishangri sapasna. So at once to Madhupuri. Madhu means honey and wine. Just go to honey where wholesale money
dealer
is Krishna there. Madhupokitava bandho maas vishangri. You should go. You don't know how to come to any Manavati gopi. Manavati, you know?
Gopi is sulking.
Like angry.
As like angry. Why you have come here? Drinking so much wine from your master? He is a wholesale dealer and you have gone there and from coming from him. He has taught anything to please us. But we are not in that mood. Go back. Then he began to hammer. Hum. Srimati Radhika thought that he is doing prayer and asking me, O Swamini,
Mistress.
Madam, why you are so angry? I have not taken any wine or anything. I am not a dhoot of anyone, messenger of anyone. I am bee. But I have come from Krishna and he has told that you shouldn't be angry with me. I am always servant of you. He told that you should go back. Don't touch my feet because you are apavitra. You should go back. So many things were there. about 11 or 12 slokas. I will try to explain another that. I want to explain first how Uddhava has glorified them. At that thing, we should try to hear. Asamaho charanareenu yushamaham syam. Premaistriyo vanachari yabhichara dutta. This sloka I want to Premaya vanachari yabhichara dutta. Krishne cha kaish paramatma nirud bhava. Nanishwaro na bhajate. Abhijishu api sakshat. Shreyastano api agataraj yuvopi yukta. You know, Uddhava glorified to go. Oh, but the highest devotee of Krishna. Krishna cannot repay you. He has told himself. So I bow down to your lotus feet. I want to glorify you, but I cannot touch your, I am not qualified to touch your feet. What to touch of, telling of touch to lotus feet? I am not qualified to touch any fit dust of your fit dust. I wanted to, but I cannot. So you are so high, beloved of Krishna. Those who don't serve Krishna, they may be chaste. Ladies like Arundhati, like Parvati, like anyone in this world, but they are not chaste. But those who are serving Krishna, only they are chaste. So you are chaste, lady. And all others are what?
Unchaste.
Like Vyabhicharini, like prostitute, having so many husbands in so many births. The chaste ladies who? Only she has husband Krishna, no other. We are bound to be in this world by this bodily, we are married to anyone. And after that, again to other. But Krishna is our husband, we should know. He is our beloved. Those who are not thinking like this, they are like prostitutes. And those who are adopting and giving, divorcing and taking so many times in this
birth,
like 40, 20. I have heard that a person of 100 years, he married again. And next day, his body was going to be buried. So those who are not serving Krishna, at one pointed, you know, only to Krishna. And whether he will be male or female, they are like prostitutes. If they are knowing Krishna, who is Krishna, but yet loving him, then we can have very pure loving love to that. How? In India, if a serpent cuts and bites anyone, then he becomes a murti.
Senseless.
And some thing coming from mouth. And he will die soon. But if anyone takes that person to any mantravi, those who know mantra, he will only clap like this. And at once he will close his eyes and become
open his eyes
and he will be incensed and he will be killed. I have seen myself, a snake bite my mother and she was dead, actually dead. Then I was a very little child of 5 or 6. They carried him on a cot.
Stretcher.
And he was also related to us. He was Mama. Mama is
maternal uncle. Maternal uncle.
And he was Brahmachari. Age 80 years. But great. And so much solid. At once he did some miracle like this. 1, 2, 3. And she opened it. And began.
And
but
constantly.
Again she was carried to home. So the effect of the mantra and aushadhi, we don't know. So what is this? By what this? But what and what things this medicine has been prepared. But if you eat it, the disease will go off. So if we don't know the action of Krishna name and Krishna, but yet there will be some result. As by mantra and aushadhi, aushadhi means medicine. So, if he don't know Krishna, who is he? And if Gopi was not knowing, they will only knowing that Krishna is Nanda Baba son, Yashoda son. He was a personality of Godhead, Supreme. They never thought it. But yet, they have so much affection, love for Krishna. And they have Rudha Bhav. Mahabhav. I will explain Rudhav another day sometime. If you will be qualified to hear all these things. So, I am giving some outlines only to have a greed that you have agreed to serve Krishna same way as Gopi. And if you have some greed, you will be so much
fortunate.
Now our time has over. One. Then we should stop today. And again tomorrow we'll discuss and go in the same line. So try to become bona fide Vaishnava. Sincere. No hypocrisy. No copper. Our whole energy should be engaged in developing your Krishna consciousness. Having no sight here and there, only
step
forward. For
people.
And for people. Not here. You are saying mouth? No. You are saying the body? No. You are saying seeing whole but whole eyes? No. What you are saying?
Only
people. But he am then. His aim was correct. So where aim and object of this or sadhan bhajan, he likes. Go.